The skies above Scone on the 26th and 27th of March will roar to life with amazing airborne displays with warbirds over Scone. Joining us to have a chat about it is the man behind the air display, Paul Bennett. Paul, how you doing?
Going great. How are you guys going?
Not too bad at all. What sort of planes are you going to be flying on that weekend for warbirds over Scone?
Well, there's a very big lineup of aircraft, especially warbirds, with three Spitfires. Not very often you get to see three Spitfires in flying in Australia. I think it's only been done once since World War II. But there'll definitely be three Spitfires, which will feature the brand new Spitfire that's just been finished up in Scone.
Wow.
It pays. So Vintage Fighter Restorations just did a massive restoration on it. It's fantastic. There'll be four P-40 Kitty Hawks. That hasn't been seen since the end of World War II. There'll be four P-51 Mustangs, as well as an array of very cool aeroplanes. There'll be a Caribou, a Corsair, a Focke-Wulf 190. I don't think there'd be any other shows in Australia where you'd see a Spitfire fly with a Focke-Wulf 190, as well as a large array of aerobatic aircraft. So we'll have the Wolf Pits Pro, the highest performing aerobatic biplane in the world.
Huh.
You'll also see that probably fly a knife edge under a backflip and motorbike.
Goodness gracious me. You guys are truly courageous. I've got to tell you, I'm a huge fan of World War II aircraft, and I've got to ask you, do you get goosebumps jumping into such an historic aeroplane like the Spitfire? Is it still exciting for you?
Yeah, it's all exciting. I love them all, to be honest. And yes, you do get a sense of, respect for the people who have come before us. It's always a bit tough flying on Anzac Day. You always get a tear in your eye.
Yeah.
You know, when you're thinking about people who have who have fought for our country, you know, and you're showing them respect. So there's always an element of that when you climb aboard, you know, one of these fantastic World War II machines.
As a pilot, are they difficult to fly or are they easy? Can you give us a sense of that?
Well, they're worth a hell of a lot of money, so that makes them slightly difficult.
Makes a bit more nervous.
Yeah. But you don't want to have a bad day, that's for sure. But no. They're not incredibly hard, but they've got to be respected. You know, there's simple mistakes that you could make that would turn into a massive mistake.
Yeah.
So it's pretty standard. Sort of just got to do your checks and do everything professionally and methodically.
You look at what the pilots used to do in World War II. Like, they would take those planes to the very edge of their absolute ability. You don't have to do that, though, do you?
No, we don't have to. It's about looking after them. We don't do more than 4Gs doing an aerobatics display. We do get them going fairly fast, you know, like 300 knots, but we're trying to look after them because, you know, they're getting pretty old now. They've been really well restored, but we want to make them last for another 100 years, you know?
Well, it's going to be absolutely magnificent. I can't wait to see it. 26th and 27th of March at Warbirds over Scone. Make sure you go and check out that website to organise your tickets. Paul Bennett, you're going to have a fantastic show. Look forward to seeing you up there, and thank you very much for joining us on 2NM.
No worries. Thanks for having me.